The force grew silent, as if in flight from him, and many of the animals in his laboratory succumbed to horrifying diseases. Regardless, 8 long years later, Plagueis remained convinced that he was on the verge of absolute success. The evidence was in his own increased midichlorian count, and in the power he sensed in Sidious when he had finally returned to Sojourn. The dark side of the Force was theirs to command, and in partnership, they would someday be able to keep each other alive and to rule the galaxy for as long as they saw fit. But he had yet to inform Sidious of this. It was more important that Sidious remain as focused on manipulating events in the profane world as Plagueis was intent on dominating the realm of the Force, of which the mundane was only a gross and distorted reflection. To be sure, the light had been extinguished, but for how long and at what cost? He recalled a stellar eclipse he had witnessed on a long-forgotten world, whose single moon was of perfect size and distance to blot out the light of the system's primary. The result hadn't been total darkness, but illumination of a different sort, singular and diffuse, that had confused the birds and had permitted the stars to be seen in what would have been broad daylight. Even totally blocked, the primary had shone from behind the satellite's disk, and when the moon moved on, there had been a moment of light almost too intense to bear. Gazing into Sojourn's darkening sky, he wondered what calamity the Force was planning in retreat to visit upon him or Sidious or both of them for willfully tipping the balance. Was retribution merely waiting in the wings, as it had been on Coruscant 20 years earlier? It was a dangerous time, more dangerous than his earliest years as an apprentice, when the dark side might have consumed him at any moment. For now at least, his full convalescence was near complete. Sidious was continuing to become more powerful as a Sith and as a politician, his most intricate schemes meeting with little or no resistance. And the Jedi Order was foundering. Time would tell, and time was short.